Na hui hui o makaliki. Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. I speak the name of the consciousness, spiritual creator of the planet. Well, this is the day that you celebrate them. You acknowledge them. That you go beyond the traditions of the West. You go beyond the traditions even of the North and the South that are only several thousand years old. And you acknowledge and cling to the wisdom of the ancestors whose prophecies are grand and great and talk about this day, the 26,000 year precession of the equinoxes and the potentials. And here you are. And we have told those who came before in this room less than 2 hours ago that although they sang the 12, it is not until you also sing the 12 that the message is sent. And we will review with you shortly a little bit about the key that is being turned and the puzzle that is being solved with the energy of the planet that allows the connection to take place. And here you are to turn the key in this lock that has been called the crystalline grid of the planet. It is about ready to send a message to the center of the galaxy. And you'll feel it moving and turning as you sing, Ya Yi, I want you again in the chair.
Here we go again.
I said before, and I say it again, you're looking at the result of a process of a system of love. With free will, where a human soul who is an old soul can find his way through 26,000 years of lifetimes to arrive at a place and remember why he's here. It is a system that works for all of you, old soul. For the series of six channelings will be now about the old souls in the room, whereas the last ones were about the ones you sent the messages to. And I want Ya'i to hear this. The 24 that you have put together and remembered accurately, dear one, respected, seen, admired, shockingly accurate. We gave you the news before that these 24 tones are part of mathematics, that they can be put together in almost any arrangement to create a third energy of communication. In this particular case, the grandest communication of them all, the communication to the center of the galaxy, awakening those who are the creators that say you've made it. But when you take and put together these tones in different ways, they can send different messages to life on the planet, to Gaia itself. Some of them are healing. And so the challenge is this: do not stop now. Put them together in ways that will talk perhaps to the cetaceans of the Earth. Put them together so that they can talk to the quantum life of the Earth. Hold ceremonies when you feel they're appropriate in the places that are appropriate, where you can continue the work for the planet using these tools that you have developed as the priest that you are, having walked this land in the past. And that is the message for you. But there is one thing we want you to know. Your science is going to increase. You have accomplished the task which is esoteric. Now watch the science come up to it. For you have things this planet will recognize, Ya'i. And it's going to happen very soon. And you will see. Let us speak more of the tones. There are those who would hear these, perhaps for the first time. And they would think they were just silly tones. Noises that don't make any sense, sung together by 1,000 people who don't know any better. Believe me, dear ones, there will be those who will hear this and not understand. And there is nothing that you can do to show them the compassion that has brought you, old soul, to this place. Identical twins have something in common. They are the only ones on the planet that have identical DNA. And they are also the ones who have discovered something very, very unusual. That when one of them is in trouble, the other one senses it. And it doesn't matter where they are. And they can be in opposite ends of the planet and have communications because of this anomaly. How would you explain this particular thing in what you would call your three-dimensional physics? And the answer is, you cannot. For the missing pieces must be multidimensional, and that is what you study now. The things that you are doing here that sound like silly tones in a three-dimensional world are profound in a multidimensional attribute. How do you explain love? Human beings in love with one another, feeling what they feel long distances away, know when one is asleep and one is awake. The heart connection is like no other. It is multidimensional, and every single human on the earth knows that. And so you have all sensed that which is out of 3D. And that is what you are doing here today. Combining these things in a multidimensional way that have never been combined before except 20,000, 26,000 years ago. When, as we mentioned last time, they were indeed combined in this way and solidified something on the crystalline grid, a potential, a lock, an energy that literally created a puzzle which could only be undone by the same tones when the Earth lined up with the center of the galaxy. And it sounds odd. Now, if you were to really do this correctly, yai, you'd have had 12 choirs of 400 each. All sing it together, and it would have lasted approximately 10 minutes. And that would have been it. And that would have been the closest thing to a quantum experience. For instead, you have had to put them in a linear order, in a linear fashion, and do it twice because of the numbers in the room. That is linearity. But you do the best you can with what you have. Now, there's one other thing I can tell you. You have named every single pair. You have 12 eloquent statements. And you've said each one of them three times. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to take all 12 statements, work them into a paragraph so they read well. And when the paragraph is read, I want you to know what you have. And it will be obvious because you haven't done that. You can put quotes around it, for it will be the multidimensional message that defines ascension status of Earth. To the last set of old souls, we discussed a phenomenon. We reminded them that the Pleiadians are here and always have been. We reminded them that the core group has remained on the planet in a multidimensional state. We have told you that some of the profundities of energy on the mountaintops around the world is where they are. And let me tell you, they are stirring now. For even before the message in its entirety goes to the lens of the crystalline grid and is sent into the center of your galaxy, even before the ones on the planet know it. And these are the ones who are now realizing that the key is being turned. And it was always prophesied that this could be, that the Mayans in their fractal time computations said it would happen now. And that is what is taking place. But I would like to examine just for a moment what this means to you, old soul. For you are facilitating it. We talk about Lemuria, Lemuria. We talk about you. If it is true that Yah-E could remember the tones in a shockingly accurate way, let me ask you, how does it feel here? How does it feel here? I'll tell you something shockingly accurate, that your intuition is right. This is your home, the mountain of Hawaii. And there are some of you who will deny it, but it is so. There are some of you who say, well, I can't take the heat. Well, you didn't look like you look now. And your cellular structure was much different then. You didn't mind climbing mountains to a height of 20,000 feet and performing this particular ritual. Old soul, every single one of you in the room is Lemurian. What are the odds that you would then be also the same gender? And I will tell you, it's not about odds. It's about what you contracted before you got here on the other side of the veil this time, knowing that this particular thing could happen and that you would be part of it. It's about being the same gender so you had the same beautiful countenance and you could remember who you were. That you could remember that you walked this particular part of the earth when you were the core of humanity. And when you could remember that you have Pleiadian DNA. And all of this adds up to an energy that could not be created otherwise. Old soul, less than 0.5% of the earth is like you, who was here at the beginning and can claim that you were part of the originals, the ones who knew the names that could not be pronounced, who walked with them, among them, and recognized them as the creators with you, the ones who taught you about spirit, who gave you the compassion of God. That is the old soul here today. And that is why this group had to complete the 12 with the other group. For then the compassion of the two of you puts the puzzle together. Only Lemurians could do this. And that is the truth this day. When you go outside of the room, and you look at the ocean, I want you to remember, this is where you came from. This is home. This is about you. The room is filled with those you cannot see. And as we told the group before. The ancestors are here. Those you have loved and lost are here. And we know who you are. There are no mysteries in the room to spirit. But the fact that the old souls have come together to build this bridge that literally will join a federation of enlightened civilizations of the galaxy is profound. But we know who's here. And here you sit in a place that you have planned for months to be in, if not longer, wearing the color of the tones that you chose to sing, bringing this bridge to life. But what about you? How many of you were aware that in the tonalities there's healing? That by yourself at home, perhaps you were rehearsing and you felt different? That some of you realized this profundity of what you were about to do had another factor to it? And when you sang them alone, you felt better. And so I bring up this, dear ones. You can't have a multi-dimensional attribute or a message to the galaxy without feeling it yourself. For the very cells of your body begin to react when they feel and hear and recognize the Akashic remembrance, old soul, of who you were, of what you've been through, of what you've done, an awakening of your own Akashic Federation of unity. There is healing in these tones. The alignment of the precession of the equinoxes has an interesting attribute all by itself, in that the last 18 years and the first 18 of the next alignment form a 36-year window of opportunity for seeds to be planted. But one of the attributes that you will notice that we have talked about now for some years in the new energy is that the end of the old times creates strife. That a new consciousness is not allowed to simply present itself gently. Instead, the old consciousness of the darkness wants to pull against it. Countries that had been stable for centuries fall apart. Unbalanced gunmen shoot children. Systems that used to work for a very long time don't work. Things you thought were set fly apart. And this, dear one, is the attribute of today. I know who's here. And so I'm going to simply say this. I don't want this lost on you. You can't sit in a room like this and pretend you're sending a signal somewhere else, because it goes into you first. It comes out of you first. It's generated within your consciousness and your cellular structure. You can't swell up and sing these things without them resounding through your own body. So let the healing begin. I know who's here. Let it begin with you, in you. And walk from this place different because of it. You're sending a signal to the galaxy. There was a statement in the last 2 days. And the statement asked this: are you going to stream this message? And you said no. Now that's funny. Ha ha ha. The final transmission is complete. And you cannot undo what you've done. There is no delete key with spirit. And that's a good thing. Let it be known this day that what you have come to do has been accomplished. The things from here forward will move slower than you want. But this is typical with anything that is planted. And the farmer knows. But the farmer also knows how to plant. The seeds of high consciousness, of love and compassion have fallen on ground that was not ready for so many years. And as you grew up, the old soul in you that wanted so much more than this earth was willing to give disappointed you over and over and over. And some of you were so convinced it could be different that you left your families behind in search of a compassionate lifestyle, a more loving earth, perhaps something you could do that you'd never done before. And here you are doing it. The seed that you have planted this day falls upon ground that is ready. For the lens is broadcasting your intent. Let me tell you, dear ones, the seeds that you have planted of compassion and love fall right into the place where they can be watered efficiently. But it's now up to you to water them. And you know what I mean. For when you leave this place, do not change your countenance. Do not see the job done. See the seed planted. I know who's here. There's so many interesting things I could tell you. There are synchronicities abounding in the room of perhaps who has not met whom who should. Who comes from the other side of the planet on purpose to meet somebody here. That the answers to problems are here. The beginning of healing is here. Do you know the synchronicities of those who stand on the platform? What about the songmasters? You realize they were songmasters then too? They know it. Or if they don't, they will. Isn't it interesting? They did it at 20,000 feet in Lemuria. That means they were cold. But they got used to it. And they come into this planet today, both from cold countries. Look at Yai. He was born in a cold state on the mainland. There are many, many synchronicities. Look at my partner. We told you who he was in Lemuria last time we were here. He was simply a messenger. And he still is. He didn't have to work in the temple. He didn't even like the temple. It was too cold. And then there is the teacher Peggy, who is here. She worked in the temple. Alani He is your name, dear. You had the most beautiful bronze skin and black hair. Today you're obviously here in disguise. I just want to tell you, your family. You're all family. You can hug each other freely knowing your family. That there is a lineage in the room that represents the civilization of the planet. And the ones that are here and the ones that were here a few hours ago will combine in a moment. And I want you to rejoice and sing that the key in the lock has been turned. Thank you. This is my 12th communication. Some of you received a message. Messages come in many layers and forms. A message had been sent to you from the center of the galaxy. And I will tell you what it is in just a moment. And that's for all of you. Private messages have been sent. Messages that say it's going to be okay. Messages that said, I love you, Mom. And you know who that's for. Messages from Gaia that said, it's about time. I have a private message that I wish to deliver. It's from the ancestors of this land. It's private, so not all of you will understand, but the ones who need to will. It's a gray-haired man standing in the back. His shirt is not red or yellow. It's both. It's a beautiful wooden cane. Typically, he's wearing shorts. And he's been standing there for years. And here's the message to you, Makua, from the ancestors of this land. My dear soul, it's okay to leave the mountain. Kalai has it covered. But the message for you today that comes from the center of the galaxy is one that I have told you before would come. Profound it is. It says it's time to say goodbye. Not to each other, not to family, but to an old energy on this planet that has been with you and your ancestors from the beginning. It's time to say goodbye to a civilization that would war with each other, that you call human nature. It's time to say goodbye to inappropriate behavior of unbalanced human beings against those who are helpless. It's time to say goodbye to a consciousness that would not support love and compassion. It's time to say goodbye to a macho-heavy earth. That's what has started in this room. Message received. Message received. And so it is.